Hello?
Hello, good evening. Is Susan Busby there?
Susan Busby?
Yes.
Yes, she is. May I ask her who's calling?
My name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys.
She won't do that. She doesn't do surveys.
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
We vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And may I know what is your age?
My wife is 81 years old, and I'm 76.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
We're white.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you.
10.
Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
No, because I vote for some Democrats, too.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Please let me know at least two out of the list that I'm going to read. First one is climate change and environmental issues. Next one, immigration and border security. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Gun regulation and reform. Protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, health care costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation in the economy, crime and violence, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or improving K-12 public school education.
Well, that would be the immigration would be one, and the other one would be the economy.
Economy, okay. Thank you very much. Let me see that one. Okay. Inflation and economy. Perfect. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve of it.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
What's that question again?
Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say it very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Will you say it very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And will you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Probably fewer rights than some people.
would that be somewhat more right?
You are right.
Thank you. And now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, Tim Scott.
550.
Thank you. About Joe Biden.
Probably 0.
Thank you. Next one, the Republican Party.
Probably 75%.
Thank you. Next one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Human and Civil Rights?
Yes.
Probably 50.
Thank you. About Black Lives Matter?
About 20.
Thank you. Next one, the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
100.
Thank you. Next one, Cornell West.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you so much. And last one, Donald Trump.
About 90.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornell West, will you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornell West?
Donald Trump. I know what he can do.
Thank you so much. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worry, or not worry at all?
Not worried at all.
Thank you so much. And now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Next one, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Next one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
What's that question again?
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
They should do more, I think, so now.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, America is on the path to another civil war. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And last one says, American democracy is under major threat now. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree,
strongly
or strongly?
Agree.
Thank you. Now, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must reach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these two statements do you agree with more, A or B?
A.
And would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree with the A?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you strongly agree that it's being undermined to under 3, under threat. A 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, free and fair elections.
Probably 7.
Thank you. Next one, a strong military.
I would say 10, but more a strong military.
Thank you. Next one, secure borders.
10.
Next one, a fair and equitable court system.
10.
Thank you. Next one, traditional family values.
10.
Next one, religious freedom.
10.
Thank you. Next one, affordable health care.
10.
And last one, quality K-12 education.
10. Everybody should have 12th grade education.
Thank you so much. We're almost over here. Just a few more questions and we're done. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to business to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
The Supreme Court, is supposed to take care of all of us. I would say, but they're not, I don't really know how to answer that question.
Okay. Thank you. Next one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even though our voting rights are being challenged in some states, our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
And what's zero supposed to be the?
Zero means you do not agree with the statement at all. And 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement.
Read me that question again.
It says America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
Answer that question.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you're, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number. Thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church for religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Just depends, you know. I get an urge, I go, and then I get an urge, and I don't go. So that's just the way it is.
Would you like, or would you call that, like, hardly ever?
No.
Or once or twice a month? Every week?
I'd say a couple times a month I go.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and for your patience today.
Okay.
Have a good evening. Bye.